Now, this is what we call in the United Methodist Church, holy baptism for children and others unable to answer for herself. Now, I did hear her talk, so I think she'd be okay. Now, this is the introduction to the service. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church, and we are incorporated into God's mighty act of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All of this is a gift offered to us without price. Now, I understand you're going to present Alice Lanier Bell for infant baptism this morning. But I need to ask you and Josh some questions and to see what your part is this. And I ask you this, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, Josh and Laura, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If that's your desire, would you say, I do? Do you accept the freedom and the power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever form they present themselves? If this is your desire, would you say, I do? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to all ages, all nations, and all races? If this is your desire, would you say, I do? Well, good. Hallelujah. Will you nurture Alice Lanier Bell in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, that she may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves and to profess their faith openly and lead a Christian life? And the response is, I will. Now, congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and the life to include Alice Lanier Bell now before you to your care? And we would respond together in unison with God's help. We will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround her with a community of love and forgiveness, that she may grow in the service of us. We will pray for her, that she may do the right thing, who walk in the way that leads to life. Now let us join together in the profession of the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures in the Old and the New Testament. And this is commonly known as the Apostles' Creed. The Apostles' Creed is very unique because the Apostles' Creed gives you the gospel in one little nutshell. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Lord.
Who was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, died, and buried.
He descended to the dead.
On the third day he rose again.
He ascended to heaven
and is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting.
Amen.